All right, we're going to get started because we don't want to take anyone else's time. They'll just figure that out when we go. All right, well, thanks for inviting us back, Derek. Thanks for that introduction. We are super excited to be back in Morelia with all you beautiful, powerful, and free people, and we appreciate the opportunity to talk with you all today.
So we just wanted to share a little bit about us before we get started. I studied environmental studies, agroecology, philosophy, and anthropology at the University of California, Santa Cruz. I continued and I studied permaculture and then received my master's at the California Institute of Integral Studies in 2012. I'm a permaculture designer, a teacher, as well as a real estate agent who finds safer homes for our health conscious community and ideal homesteads.
I spent the better part of 30 years in the restaurant industry. I was a chef, a general manager, regional manager, a culinary director, a director of training, and I stepped out of that world about 4 years ago, and now I'm a full-time dad. But I also stay busy as a farmer, an entrepreneur, a consultant, and a yoga teacher. And I'm honored to be back teaching yoga out front at 8 o'clock every morning. So if you don't rage it too hard one of these nights and want to join us, you're invited.
So thanks to my loving parents, our family lives on an organic farm and citrus orchard in Southern California. We call it Blue Hill Farm. We grow food for our family and for the menu of our all-organic plant-based restaurant, Ahimsa Bowls.
We lead a small homeschool co-op where we teach our two young boys, and we also have our website, truthloveandfreedom.com, which is a platform for teaching about natural law, objective morality, and voluntarism.
So last year, Derek invited us to give our talk on Ecology of the Soul, Organic Co-Creation with Nature, where we talked about homesteading from the heart with the work that we do on our all-organic and plant-based farm that's known as Veganic Permaculture.
He shared a little bit about the philosophy of shallow ecology and deep ecology and what we call Ahimsa homesteading. Ahimsa is the Sanskrit word for respect for all living things, universal love, and compassion.
So we offer the integrative approach of Ahimsa homesteading where no animals or any animal products are used on the farm, except by way of naturally attracting wildlife to the land as an alternative to our animal-based agriculture.
So permaculture is defined as permanent agriculture. It's a way of managing land, agriculture, and the design of human settlements that's in alignment with the natural ecosystem. So Bill Mollison and David Holmgren were the first to define the word permaculture, and through using a whole system approach, they both taught that ethical principles are at the core of our relationship to nature. And they define these as earth care, people care, and fair share.
So when we shared our presentation before, we gave our parallel definition of these core principles. The three principles in the Ecology of the Soul approach to permaculture are self-care, earth and animal care, and people care. We look at the concept of fair share differently than Bill Mollison and David Holmgren did. We've replaced that term with voluntarism. We should, of course, all hold ourselves to a standard of morality where we're only taking what is our fair share of resources, but we also believe that humans have a right to determine what is their fair share, unless it actually causes harm to other people or to the environment.
I'm sure many of you are probably familiar with the terms natural law and voluntarism. It's part of why some of you are here, but we wanted to take just a second to make sure that we're all on the same page about what we mean when we say natural law and voluntarism.
Natural law is a set of universally binding, immutable, non-man-made, unchanging, ever-present laws that order the universe and govern the consequences of our behavior in the world as beings with the capability of higher awareness.
Sounds like that's really good, though. All right. Now, you could spend a lifetime studying natural law, and if that's what you feel led to do, you definitely should. We can save you a little bit of time. It all boils down, eventually, you'll come to understand, to the golden rule. To do no harm, but take no shit.
Exactly. Our kids love saying that.
Me too.
So voluntarism is really just another term for anarchy.
but it really needs to be made clear that anarchy does not mean no rules. It simply means no rulers. Coercion and violence are what make up the power that the government has, and voluntarism strictly lacks coercion or threat of violence and rejects the state in favor of voluntary participation in society. Naturally, implying that all government is slavery.
Because it is.
Voluntarist principle beliefs stem from the idea of natural rights, of equality, non-coercion, and non-aggression. Therefore, understanding natural law, the golden rule, and voluntarism are essential for manifesting our freedom.
Indeed. Let's also touch base on the true law of attraction, not the New Age version, although vibration and frequency are definitely a part of it. Whatever frequency we're living and acting in does attract people and events of that same frequency. But there's more. The key is to align our thoughts and intentions with our emotions and then to take action. That is how we manifest. Now, there's plenty of amazing speakers here this year who are probably going to talk about some of the other aspects of permaculture. So we decided we wanted to emphasize the people care aspect. So it's not just about food independence or building a sustainable cob house, though those are great. The founders of permaculture knew that we needed community to bring this vision to life on a broad scale.
When we first moved to our farm 4 years ago, it was right at the beginning of the pandemic, and it was already crystal clear that we feel like it's more important now than ever to find other like-minded people. And given that this year's theme to the Greater Reset is manifestation, we felt compelled to share our story of how using these principles in harmony with the true law of attraction is how we manifested a permaculture community in our lives that's become an activation hub, and how beautifully simple it can be for any one of you guys to do the same.
All right, so here's a story. It starts about 7 years ago when Lauren and I met. And literally the first day we were hanging out, a friend recommended that we check out the work of Mark Passio. It's where we first were introduced to the terms natural law and voluntarism. We conceptually both had, you know, some understanding of these concepts, but we'd never had anybody put all the pieces of the puzzle together for us the way that Mark had. And we immediately took a deep dive into his podcasts. There's a lot of them. They're focused on teaching about human consciousness, natural law, morality, and solutions to the problems we face. We listened to all of his podcasts.
In order.
Naturally. You know, Mark's actually speaking here this weekend on Sunday, and it sounds like he's going to share with us some keys to becoming truly free, and we're looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. So we were really inspired by Mark, and we decided to start finding ways to teach the things that we had learned. Because one of the truths that becomes obvious when you study natural law and become aware of what's really going on in the world is that you have a moral obligation to take action. These powerful words here were our call to action. To know and not do is to not yet know.
And at this point, we were sure we knew enough that it was time for us to figure out what exactly we were supposed to do with that knowledge.
One of the first things that we did after I wrote a thesis condensing what we learned about natural law was to put it into a flyer that we then would hand out to people that we would meet. And we got a ton of positive feedback, so much so that we decided we needed to build a website and get that in front of even more people. And so when coming up with a name, we were mind mapping, and the words truth, love, and freedom just came to the top naturally. So we thought it was pretty unlikely that the domain name would be available, but we were really surprised to find out that truthloveandfreedom.com hadn't actually been taken yet. So the flyer we hand out is on the homepage of our website. If you're interested in reading it, we also have some more with us. Now, at this point in our journey, we were getting really excited just by taking these small steps, but we knew there was a lot more work that we needed to do.
I think a lot of you understand that when you're living on your most authentic path, that it seems like synchronicities seem to happen more frequently, or maybe they're always happening, and just when we're more in tune, we become more aware of them.
Mm-hmm. So we experienced major synchronicities like this when we discovered a festival in California called Music and Sky in the summer of 2021. You don't see it very often, but they happened to be using the same Triune Heart logo that we chose to use for our website, Truth, Love, and Freedom. It might have been a coincidence, I guess, but a week later, we went back to their website and they had added across the top of the page the words truth, period, love, period, freedom, period, and it gave us chills. We bought tickets immediately.
Yeah, we were really broke, but we bought tickets because we knew we had to go. And it ended up honestly being a life-changing and magical weekend for us. They have a unique format for a festival where the day was filled with speakers and workshops, and they had musical performances later in the evening. And the people were speaking on all sorts of topics about human consciousness and health and the freedom of the people of Earth. Everyone we met felt really familiar, and nearly everybody we spoke with was already really familiar with Voluntarism, Mark Passio, the science of natural law. This blew our minds, and you know, at the time, it was a new but very welcome experience for us. It was obvious to us that these people were a part of our soul family. Finding other people that understood all these things made us feel like we were definitely on the right path.
We've attended, right, like being here. We've attended several more of their events, and they're still hosting really amazing, transformative gatherings. After having such an epic experience at Music and Sky, we realized that it was our time to manifest community for ourselves. So we decided to plan a gathering on our farm, and what started as just an idea for having a meetup with other people from Music and Sky very quickly became an empowering, deeply rooted permaculture community that regularly comes together to share knowledge, food, friendships, and so much more.
All right, so getting back to the synchronicity part. So we were busy preparing the space for our first gathering, and we really wanted to build a fire pit, but we were running out of time and it looked like it wasn't going to happen. And then out of the blue, someone we connected with through the Music and Sky community reached out and asked if we had any projects on our farm we needed help with. So of course we said yes. And Sam and Ignacio, who we had never met, came over just a week before our first gathering and helped us build a fire pit. So while we're building the fire pit, Lauren mentions how she was wanting to get a Brown's gas machine. Now, you wouldn't believe it from being here, but most people don't know about Brown's gas. It's kind of an obscure, you know, amazing technology. I think George Wiseman's speaking about it on Friday, and we've got two machines out in the lobby. Well, anyway, this guy Ignacio says, well, I have a Brown's gas machine. You guys can use it. It's in my truck over there. I'm like, okay, that's cool. He kind of had my attention at that point. And then right after that, we were lamenting the fact that we really wanted to record our upcoming event, but we just didn't have it in the budget to get the equipment we needed to do it. And Ignacio said, well, I have a ton of camera equipment. Well, I can help you film that.
And another synchronicity leading up to this involved me taking Mark Passio's How to Become the True Media class. It's an intensive 23-week-long technology skill set sharing class where people from all over the world learn about web production, web design, and video production technology to create online content. So we decided to invite the few local people from the class to our first gathering. One of them happened to be a conscious hip-hop artist named Alfred. Now imagine Alfred's surprise when he went to invite his best friend from high school, Ignacio, who pulled out the flyer that we had just given him and said, you mean this one? So keep in mind that these are people not just from our small little town. These are people from all over Southern California.
Yeah, these guys both were in Los Angeles. So we didn't know it at the time, but the true law of attraction was obviously hard at work.
We decided to describe our gatherings as voluntarist-based because we wanted that to be an integral part of it, hopefully attracting other people who are familiar with this term as well. And then we also set the intention that a lot of our focus was going to be on permaculture, food independence, and health, all solutions-based topics.
We really wanted to duplicate the format from Music and Sky with the balance of the speakers and the performers. But we didn't really know that many speakers and performers. So we realized that they were going to have to come from the people who attended the gathering. And right away we saw that this was a really empowering opportunity for people who had always wanted to share their knowledge, their experience, their art, but they had never had a platform from which to do it.
And now, not only were we doing something, remember, to know but not do is to not yet know, but we were witnessing other people being activated and inspired to do something as well.
So with the help of Ignacio's production company, Conscious Culture Media, we were able to get the speakers and the performers at our events recorded and uploaded to our YouTube and Odyssey channels. There's a ton of great content on there now. Some of the titles of the talks you can find there include Integrative Land Care, Natural Plant Health, The Process of Natural Succession for the Development of Multi-Generational Food Systems, Primary Water Technologies, and The Path to Freedom, Your Lawful Exit from Babylon. Check them out.
We wanted to provide a meal for our guests, and we decided that a potluck with us preparing the main course is the best way to do that. The idea of a potluck, we think, is really in alignment with permaculture principles, and it builds community. People get to put care into something and contribute to the group experience, to share a talent they have for cooking or a cultural family favorite dish. Eating and conversing together is a very powerful bonding experience. It's what families do.
And our family eats plant-based and organic food. We think these are important elements for the elevation of our consciousness. And one of the things we do have control over is whether our food is poison or medicine. And on the practical side, an omnivore, by definition, can eat everything on the table at a standard potluck, or I'm sorry, at a plant-based potluck, aside from allergies. But obviously it doesn't work the other way around for someone who eats plant-based. They can't eat everything on the table at a standard potluck. The fun of a potluck is getting to try all the different foods, so we ask that our guests only bring plant-based and organic food to our potluck. Now, having spent so much of my life in the restaurant industry feeding non-organic food to people, I'm now passionately committed to only preparing 100% plant-based and organic food for people, real people, grown locally whenever possible, without toxins or harm attached to it.
So one element of our gatherings that we believe has been instrumental to the deep connections that we've made and seen formed within our community is that we offer space for people to stay overnight. We've set aside an area on our farm for tent and car camping, as well as a community sleeping space. This facilitates people being able to come from farther away and allows the opportunity to sit around the fire all night talking. There's something really special that happens when we do life things together, like waking up in the morning and sharing conversation and food. So we decided to also offer yoga and sound healing the next day, and a lot of people have also offered meditation or breathwork sessions, and we found this is just a really powerful way to integrate the experience and be, able to put in conscious intentions before we all part ways.
All right, so we're going to share a short video now from our events just to give you an idea of what we've been doing, so please enjoy.
There's no need to explain these things. We were late just to arrive as the sun climbed through the sky. There's no need to explain these things. We rejoice in not to know. Let the music fill our soul. We got to be free. Free, we've got to be free. Got to be free. Free, we've got to be free. Oh, no, no. Well, I met with Uncle, and he played his drum, and all of his daughters, they sang as one. We were all laughing on the night sky. Well, it was so simple, a thunderbird could cry. Well, I am reminded of the light of my soul, and I do remember I'm already home. The medicine's talking, tell me what does it say? When we come together, we find a way. There's no need to explain these things. We rejoice in not to know. Let the music fill our soul. We got to be free. Free, we've got to be free. Free, we've got to be free. Free, we've got to be free.
We love those people.
We are so proud to say that we just had our 15th Activation Empowerment Gathering back in November. We call them that because not only, you know, are we taking action, but we're empowering other people to take action, and then they're starting podcasts, building websites, speaking at other conferences, or even performing at music festivals. At the end of our time together, we all leave feeling recharged, regenerated, and inspired.
And we aren't just hosting a meetup event. We're facilitating a container where the community is empowered to take action and then manifest these permaculture principles in their lives. It's become a literal activation hub. We're really excited to say that a few dear friends in our community who shared a lot of knowledge from our stage made their way to be speakers here this week at the Greater Reset. So make sure you check out Rory Turnbull's talk on Earth Health, plus Dr. Kat Donnelly and Sun Mutialu's talk titled It's Simple, It's the Sun, Indoors for Healthy Plants, People, and Communities. They'll all be speaking on Saturday. They're all brilliant, and the things they've been working on are going to blow your mind.
For real. So getting back to the people care principle of permaculture, we're here emphasizing the importance and the value of setting aside a place to use your time and your resources to bring together people around health and freedom and food and manifesting a permaculture. It's about holding the space for a community to empower each other with wisdom, to network, to build their business or skill, and really just care for each other.
You know, bringing people together in person, as all of you know, is the most powerful way that we can manifest our goals.
The permaculture certification course that I took was called Building an Eco-Village from the Earth Up. If what we want to do is have food independence, then we really need the community to help us be able to achieve that. It's what permaculture is all about. Humans are a tribal species. You know, we might be capable of surviving on our own, but we thrive in communities. So becoming food independent is not easy, especially if you're trying to do it on your own or with your family or with other jobs. So even those who can become food independent, you know, who doesn't like a little variety in their life?
It is the spice of life.
So connecting with other local farmers and food producers is an integral aspect of long-term sustainability and regeneration in a community.
So we knew we had set out to manifest a permaculture community, but we didn't know what that was actually going to look like. Because we intentionally made permaculture and food independence one of the main focuses of our gatherings, we've attracted like-minded people who are also interested in these topics or are already doing amazing work in these fields.
Within the community that we've manifested, we now have incredible resources who've been invaluable to us as we've embarked upon our permaculture journey. We've networked with other landowners, organic farmers in our neighborhood and nearby towns, soil and biology experts, plant ecologists, permaculture designers, skilled tradesmen, healers, healthcare, body care, beauty product creators, clothing and jewelry designers, teachers, and even a friend who hosts a private online network for the Freedom Community. Even the families that we've homeschooled with have come into our lives through these gatherings. It's enabled partnerships that are central to our future vision, not only for our farm, but for the people of Earth.
This is how we build parallel systems to become truly free. Now, a couple times we mentioned our friend Ignacio, who had the Brown's gas machine, the camera equipment, etc. He also produced the video that you guys just watched. I thought he did an awesome job. And over a year ago, we invited Ignacio to move on to our farm with us. He helps us with pretty much everything. Sorry, I get emotional because it's really a big deal. He helps us care for our children, our farm, our land, our homes. He's been an integral part in the growth of our mobile restaurant, Ahimsa Bowls. And when we look back on the last year and even further than that, I don't know how we could have done everything without him. We know that he was manifested into our lives by our intention and the actions we took to find community or build community, and the intention and actions that he took to find it. And finding the right people to build your community with is life-changing.
Extremely.
Farming and homesteading is a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun, and it's incredibly fulfilling. The sense of accomplishment that we get from transforming a space or completing a large task, from planting, growing, harvesting food, is because it's what we're meant to be doing. And you know who really seems to enjoy working on a farm?
Who?
It's people who live in cities who don't have a yard or access to a permaculture space.
Yep. So we started hosting what we call Many Hands Make Light Workers Days on the Farm, where we invite anyone in our community to come and help us out with projects. And, you know, a lot of times we have really big daunting tasks like planting or pruning, for example. So.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen a video of the Amish when they come together to raise a barn, but it is incredible how quickly big jobs can get knocked out when you have just a few extra helpers. We provide a meal or two for everyone who comes out to help, and it's honestly a ton of fun to, you know, connect with and joke and have great conversations about meaningful things with people you really enjoy being around while getting work done.
Yeah, my mom came out the first time that we did this, and she asked Paul if he was Tom Sawyer or something, because all these people were so excited to be doing work.
If you don't know who Tom Sawyer is, do your own research, just like with everything. now, hopefully you guys have enjoyed our story so far about manifesting a permaculture community, but we didn't come here just to tell a story. There is a bigger picture. And as you're probably aware, there are groups of globalists who routinely come together to plot the next steps toward manifesting the future that they would like to see for humanity. And they happen to have a very good understanding of the true law of attraction. They align their thoughts and their emotions, and then they literally have full-blown simulations of their plans playing out.
Yeah, collectively, these globalists are creating the frequency of their intentions and then planning how they're going to use their energy and their massive resources to manifest it. Because, yeah, the law of attraction works for them too. This is what the Greater Reset is all about, right? This is the counter to that agenda. We're here to align our thoughts and our mind with our emotions and our heart, and to take further action when we leave. This coming together with intention is critical, and we can all feel it.
Absolutely. You know, we're here talking about this because we truly believe that what we're doing is something that can easily be duplicated most anywhere in the world, and it needs to be. Our experience and the amazing people that have vibrated into our lives and into each other's lives has been truly transformative. You know, our intention is that we inspire you to take action to build your permaculture community. You guys are either here or you're taking time out of your day to watch this great event online, so you're already doing something, right? And the doers are who we want to talk to you right now.
So our vision is that people who have land, who are manifesting it, or who have access to land are inspired to see the value of hosting gatherings like these and the benefits of holding space for your community, for prioritizing the people care aspect of permaculture. And we also hope that those of you who don't have land and who are attempting to manifest this community will also be inspired to facilitate gatherings like these on public lands. This can look different for everybody, but public lands can mean meeting in a park. In the US, it can mean meeting in public forests. The United States Rainbow Gatherings have been meeting yearly since 1972 in the public forests. The Rainbow Gatherings are a decentralized, anarchist group of individuals who've collectively come together with the intention for peace, freedom, and community. This is just one example of how we can meet like this in public.
Yeah, and there's a ton of them, and if they can get away with it every year, I think you and your friends probably can too. You know, it's obvious to us that there's nearly an infinite amount of collective benefit that could be created if voluntary space gatherings similar to ours start taking place in other areas. We don't want to just inspire you to take action. We want to empower you.
Mm-hmm. On our website, truthloveandfreedom.com, we've created a page where we share some resources, and they're completely open source. This includes things like checklists and sign-in sheets and suggestions and ideas for finding spaces, things like that. For some of us, the idea of meeting new like-minded people can seem really daunting, but it doesn't have to be. You can reach out on the local Freedom Cell groups. You can go onto different social media apps like Telegram or Discord, even Facebook or the neighborhood app next door. I've personally connected with many like-minded people through using these apps and fishing in certain groups for people who are posting on particular topics that are aligned with our principles. So then I'll private message people in hopes of finding somebody who's actually interested in meeting new people and participating in something. It works.
She's really good at it. So hopefully some of you are feeling inspired and want to go for it and start planning a gathering in your area. And if you'd like to utilize any of the resources that we offer on our website, please do. We see a lot of benefit in the details, and some of the choices that we've made and the lessons that we've learned along the way could really benefit others. We want to offer our personal support to those who might want to really duplicate the activation empowerment model.
So if you would like our support, you can become one of our Truth, Love, and Freedom affiliates. This is our gift to you. We're not asking for anything in return. Just check out the affiliates resources page on our website. We do ask that affiliates who are hosting activation empowerment gatherings follow certain guidelines and principles that we've outlined on our website, and we just wanted to share a few examples with you. So first, that they need to be localized within a smaller region. The gathering will be voluntarist based. They should not be a for-profit event. We know that some costs can be there, but you might want to ask for a donation and to cover those costs, and including your time and your valuable energy and resources. So we agree, just like here at the Greater Reset, that the gathering will be solutions-based and focused, always. And where possible, there should be a place set aside where there can be the exchange of goods and resources in a free and open marketplace, because we really want to support our community in doing that. We're all going to leave here this week feeling extremely inspired, but as the weeks go by and months go by, it's really easy, if we don't know other like-minded people, to fall back into old patterns and stall out. We found that holding these gatherings every 2 or 3 months is just enough time for people to be inspired and bring that inspiration home, start taking action, and then come back to their community later to be empowered to continue their work.
Yeah, voluntarist gatherings still need some organization, and there's certain aspects that require a facilitator or maybe a council of sorts. An agreement to include the plant-based and organic potluck is essential. Breaking bread in a conscious manner raises the vibration of the event and is in itself an act of peace. Including an overnight option if available is important. And then the most important agreement is that the event is founded in natural law and nonviolence, and that these principles will be at the forefront of any conflict resolution.
So these permaculture principles can be applied in so many different ways. And what we've shared with you is just one example of how prioritizing the people care aspect and voluntarism can create a synergy with nature's principles. And the establishment of an abundant and truly regenerative permaculture.
You know, there's no denying something special happens when we come together in person with our tribe, our soul family, whatever you want to call it. Every one of us chose to be here at this place in time and space and history for an important reason. When we come together, we're reminded what that is. We remember who we really are. each of us holds a piece of the puzzle. We all have something to learn from each other, and we all have something to teach one another. And when you manifest with intention, the pieces of the puzzle that you've been waiting for will show up.
So if you know, then it's time for you to start doing. And we can't wait to see the permaculture communities and activation hubs that you manifest.
All right, that's our time for today. We love you guys. Thank you so much. I hope we see some of you at yoga.
In 2020, as the World Economic Forum announced their vision of a Great Reset for humanity, the Freedom Cell Network responded by launching the Greater Reset, a five-day worldwide activation focused on inspiring the people of the world to build an alternative vision for 2030 and beyond.
Our vision is one that respects individual liberty, decentralization, localization, and people-powered solutions over technocratic control.
Our first activation launched in January 2021 as hundreds gathered in Texas and Mexico and thousands tuned in online at the height of lockdowns. The Freedom Cell Network gathered once again in May 2021 for the Greater Reset expansion as we broaden the horizons of our movement.
In January 2022 and January 2023, we returned with integration and co-creation, rooting ourselves deeper by integrating the vast knowledge being shared and setting our intentions on co-creating the 2030 of our dreams.
Now, the Freedom Cell Network once again presents the Greater Reset 5 Manifestation in Morelia, Mexico, from January 17 through the 21st, 2024.
Join us for 5 days of community, solutions, celebration, music, education, and liberation. The Greater Reset 5 will include more than 40 top-notch speakers from around the world, live music from our conscious community, hands-on workshops, kids and family activities, and whatever else you can dream up.
Join us in Morelia in January 2024 so we can collaborate and build the parallel systems of the future. Join us for the next evolution of the Greater Reset Activation. Join us for the People's Resets.
Visit thegreaterreset.org to learn more.